to Simply Us. I'm Victoria Tiedemann.
And I am Rob Tiedemann.
A lot has been happening since we last appeared on our podcast. I think it's the summertime.
Yeah, the summer does usually cause busyness. Plus, we have gone an extra week since we readjusted the schedule. So we're offset. We had more time in between this one and the last one.
Because of busyness.
Yep.
Yeah, so you want to say some of the things we've been up to?
Well, last weekend we went down to Cape May to watch some dolphins.
For those who don't know what Cape May is.
Okay, yes. Cape May is the southernmost town in the state of New Jersey.
Yeah.
So we went down there because it's a coastal town, of course, being the bottom of New Jersey is a peninsula.
Mm.
So we went down there to, like I said, watch some dolphins. So we took a little boat, I guess it counts as a ferry boat or something, I don't know.
It's a yacht.
Is it a yacht?
It was a yacht.
I guess, yeah. I'm just not, I think of something different when I think of yacht, but I guess technically it is based on the size.
It was a double, you know, it had a top level
mm-hmm.
and seating inside.
Mm-hmm.
It was a yacht.
Okay. So it goes out just a little bit into the ocean, not very far out.
No.
Far enough out that...
Would they say they go 30 to 60 miles out?
Something like that. I don't even remember exactly. But yeah, it was somewhere like that. And that was cool.
Yeah, so we actually saw a lot of dolphins. And we learned some cool history about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, not necessarily history, but we learned some statistics. So the one thing that was really interesting is that dolphins in captivity... They say live roughly, 5 years, I think they said?
Yep.
5 to 10 years.
Well, first off, they say that if you were to catch 3 dolphins, only one would survive.
Yeah, in captivity.
That's how sad that mm-hmm. is, that you catch 3, 1, so 1 in 3 chances out of
yeah.
however many dolphins.
But then they, as we said, live an average of 5 to 7 years, I think they said.
I think they just said 3 to 5.
No, I think it was a little longer than that.
Well, I hope it's longer. I don't think so.
But the difference, though, is that what they said, when they're free in open water, they live 45 to 50 years.
Yeah, that's crazy. So why are we taking dolphins for entertainment purposes?
Mm-hmm.
We need to stop doing that, because we're shortening the life of a dolphin
mm-hmm.
too much.
Yep. And it was neat. They were talking about the gentleman who did all the training for Flipper, the old TV show.
Yeah.
That I don't remember how many they said they went through, but they went through multiple dolphins. It was not one dolphin
Poor
that played
Flippers.
Flipper the whole time. But he now is actually a big advocate for leaving dolphins in open waters, for
yeah.
not bringing them into captivity because of what he saw while he was doing the training for Flipper.
And when we saw them out in the open, they seemed so happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they were hopping around. Micah and I saw at least one calf.
I saw it too.
Oh, you saw it too. That's right.
Leto missed that one.
Yeah. But we saw one little one, actually jump out of the water for
yes.
a second.
It was really cute.
Yeah. And not just because it was being called to do so by a trainer. It just did it.
Well, you would see both mommy and baby all throughout the
mm-hmm.
ones that we saw going together.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, all the dolphins were pretty much lumped with each other.
Yeah,
there were hardly any that were all by themselves.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they had on the boat, like I said, in the water, you could hear that they had something signaling them.
Yeah.
To come closer to the boat, you could hear it.
Because I said to you, I was like, I hear the dolphins. And then after a while, you're like, oh. And you were mentioning that you heard
mm-hmm.
from the boat the sounds. And I was like,
yeah.
I hear that now.
So they were trying to call the dolphins closer to the boat. And actually, there was another boat that was out on the water with us the latter part of being out in the open water. So there were 2 boats that they were kind of actually swimming between the 2 boats for a little bit. So it was neat.
Yeah.
Because we saw a whole bunch, and it was nice.
It was a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm. It was a very nice day.
So if you ever want to see dolphins, don't go to see dolphins in,
a zoo.
Yeah, wherever.
Or an aquarium.
Water park thing.
Mm-hmm.
Go on something like this where they are more free,
mm-hmm.
and I know people want to pet them and stuff, but I don't really think it's worth it if you are
not compared
ending
to that.
Up killing them.
Yeah. And this line also, line, I don't know, whatever, company.
Yeah, the company.
They also...
It's a family.
Yeah, it's a family-owned company. They have two or three ships, I think. We saw two docked, but I think they had a third
there. For just fishing, I think.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
But they also have whale watching, not just dolphin watching.
Right.
So I'm assuming the whale watching probably goes a little further out to deeper waters.
Yeah,
so.
We didn't do that one, but we had actually found this dolphin watching on Groupon, and I bought it back in April.
Mm-hmm.
And so I finally, that's the only time I've ever used Groupon.
Yeah, because you got an email.
Which is weird, because I had unsubscribed to those.
Well,
we
needed to go.
Years ago, I guess, I had signed up to Groupon. I was like, never mind, because they sent so many emails, and I didn't need any of that stuff. And so, I was just like, ooh, that sounds fun. And Cape May, we have friends there, so we went out to lunch with our friends after the dolphin watching. And there was some sort of study where they, I guess, some people, journalists, I don't really know who they were. Maybe they're local people. They decided to go to every single beach in New Jersey. There's like 45 of them or something. And they want to rate them the best and the worst. So the best one was Cape May.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
I guess because it's so far down, like a lot of people don't go there.
Well, it's beautiful too. Maybe. Because
You figure like Sandy Hook and all that, that's more central.
Sandy Hook had a pretty good rating.
Yeah, well, because it's a very popular
Ocean
beach.
Grove. But yeah.
I know we went to Long Branch a few years ago.
Long Branch had a good rating. I liked that one.
And it was a nice beach. It was clean.
See, those were all in like the top 20.
Yeah. All the ones that we've been to.
No, because some of the ones we've been to, like Seaside Heights, was not a good rating.
Well,
and I agree, because when I've gone to Seaside Heights, there I've found needles.
Well, that's why they call it Sleaside around here, too.
Oh, I never heard that.
Yeah.
But, you know, there were, like, diapers floating in one place, and it was disgusting. And my brother stepped on a piece of glass once there, because I have family that lived near Seaside Heights, so we used to go there a lot. But it's not a nice beach. I'm sorry, people.
It's just the truth.
Yeah. I've been to a few of them, though. Harvey Cedars.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. I love that one. That was a good... That was up there.
That's good. Just trying to think what else we've done recently, because we did that.
Well, I've been going to the lake with the boys again.
Yep. And you mentioned this time that they have a bike path, which
yeah.
we thought might be cool. One of these days, go up, take a ride on the bike path,
and then
get off our bikes and hop in the water, instead of having to get all sweaty and hop in the car and go home.
Mm-hmm.
This might be a nice little way of cooling off afterwards.
Yeah. Other than that, I've been reading a lot of books. Mm-hmm. You've been reading pretty well.
A little bit. Mm-hmm.
The boys have been reading.
Mm-hmm.
We've been going to Barnes & Noble a lot.
Yes, we have.
We'll have to talk about books some other time, but like we've been taking trips to Barnes & Noble.
Now that we finally signed up for the
books.
Plan, too.
Yeah.
Plan, whatever.
The
group
membership.
Or the club. Yeah.
But Leto goes through books, and they're not in the library, a lot of them. Or, you know, there have been times where I've been searching for them, and it's just like, he wants to read these now, and he reads books in a day. So I was like,
point where it's worth doing it, because he does read.
And I don't keep books at all. But yeah, we'll talk about that some other time.
Yeah.
Maybe soon.
Mm-hmm.
So, I had asked a question on all of our little social media places for people to send us in some sort of email or message saying what their favorite summer things that they're doing right now, like their plans.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what your plans are, my podcastlings, for the summer. And if you've already done something, please let us know. We've already shared now two things that we've gone to.
Yep. And we have more to come yet this year, so.
And June just ended. And summer just started at the end of June, so it would be great to hear those things. No one's responded, so I don't know who's out there, but I see we get hits.
There are people out there, that's
for
sure.
Yeah, I don't know how much they listen, or if they just go to our website and that's it.
Maybe.
Which is simply-us.net.
Yeah. Other than that, though, what else? We had a different topic we were talking about bringing up today.
Do you remember what it is?
Yeah, it was about shopping. Food shopping or just what we have in stock.
Grocery shopping.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That.
So let's talk about groceries.
Okay.
As simple living minimalists, how do we tend to do that?
Well, before we do that, let's say why we were talking about this, right?
Oh,
because
okay.
You were reading something or watched a video, I believe, last week, where someone was talking about the amount of money they spend on the weekly groceries.
I don't remember what it was, though.
See, we should have written that down. Well, we said we triggered it.
I think you found it, and I didn't know about it. You found something and told me about it.
Okay.
We haven't prepared very well for this one.
No, we're doing it last minute, and that's fine.
We're recording this the day of our release for this episode. That's not usual for us.
No, that's okay. It was a weird week, so that's
why.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, guys.
Mostly because last week, again, like I said, we were in Cape May, and we usually will record opposite, and last week was the opposite, and we were in Cape May.
We were out all day.
Yeah.
We drove, by the way, a total of like 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind.
I drove a total of
6 hours.
You
drove. That's true.
Which I like doing though.
Yeah.
So that's not a complaint. But there was something, and I think it was actually there's a couple in Vancouver that is like, they're both like 27 years old or something. They're very young.
Yeah, see, you shared.
And they
this.
Were talking about the amount of money they spend on groceries. They were just talking in general about how they do with their...
They don't have kids, right?
Right. They don't have kids. They said they don't plan to have kids either.
Okay.
And they were just talking about how much they spend. And I don't remember the number right now, and I wish I did, actually. But it just got us to thinking about how we are with grocery shopping.
And how we've always been since our whole marriage.
Yeah. We tend not to go to the grocery store when we're hungry, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, if you go to the grocery store when you're hungry, you're going to be buying all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Probably
oh,
a lot of stuff you won't
even
need.
Oh, this is on sale?
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people that do that, or they do the bulk thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like bulk. I don't have places to keep it in this small place.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't like the idea of buying bulk, but I understand why people do it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... I get the frugal aspect.
Yeah.
But again, we don't have a lot of space for it. And we don't need to spend whatever amount of money it is for a big bunch of stuff just because it's on sale.
Right. Well, I also plan our meals throughout the week.
Right.
So I know what I need for the week. So we usually shop for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, that's
then
the other point
there
I was
are times where I say, oh no, I've run out of this. Like today,
it just happened
today. I have no
mayonnaise.
Veganese.
Right.
Which is our type of mayonnaise we use. I ran out. So then I make a note of this, and it's like, all right, well, now I'm not going to be making anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I know for next time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, usually I plan out, this is the meal I'm going to make this day. I'm going to need these things. I already have maybe some of this. And then when I go to the store, I buy those things that I need.
Mm-hmm. And most of the time, if we do pick up extras, it's usually because the boys are with you and they want, like, snacks.
No, I always have snacks on the list. So
well, I know
each
you
get
usually
a snack.
Do.
No, I don't like to get things that are not on the list.
Yeah. We don't necessarily budget in the sense of saying this is how much money we're going to spend this week.
Right.
But like you said, it's more that we plan out what we need for the week.
Yeah.
You know, we don't just, oh, well, this could be good for this week. That could be good. You actually plan out the week.
Yeah. And then I even ask you, what do you need? You
mm-hmm.
need, and so sometimes you'll be like, oh, I'm out of deodorant, or I'm very low, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, something like that. And I'll be like, okay.
Yeah. But definitely, we don't just go, like I said, on an empty stomach, because we've had times in the past we have done that, and we've gone all, like, willy-nilly and bought, like, a whole bunch of stuff we didn't need.
Well, I feel like when you go shopping with me...
It's probably more my... I said I blamed it on the boys, but it's probably more me.
It's you, because then we'll be out, and you'll be like, oh, I want to get some ice cream.
Yeah, it'll be either ice cream or, like, when Ritz has their chocolate-covered crackers. Like, I always like getting those, even though
we
that's
kind of
silly.
We get chocolate-covered crackers?
We've done it in the past.
I don't remember
Ritz only
those.
Does it, like, a couple times. Ritz, they, you know, Ritz crackers, they have the ones where they're like...
I don't remember that.
Okay.
I believe you.
But we've done it. And even just other times, too, with just different, like, treats, like, different things. Usually, it is usually me that says, oh, let's pick this up and let's pick that up.
Well, you
have... But I think even when I do that...
Happy tummy.
Yeah, exactly. But even when I do that, I think I don't go really crazy. I usually only pick up, like, one or two things. It's not like I go and, you know, buy a bag of chips and a thing of soda and like a whole bunch of cheese for like cheese and crackers. I don't go like crazy.
But yeah, so we tend to say what we need. The only time that we don't do that is when we go to Trader Joe's, which we only go maybe once a month. We haven't even gone in the past month.
Yeah. It's usually once a month at the most, like twice a month.
But we know what we want there usually. It's always the same things. Mm-hmm. So we'll be like, okay, let's get this. And oh, yeah.
And we browse around a little bit, but for the most part, we don't really... We
usually only spend like 50, 60 bucks there.
Yeah. We don't usually do like a big...
And that lasts us a week.
And that's the other thing, too. When we go to Trader Joe's, that's usually like supplementary. That's not our actual shopping for the week. Usually like the main grocery shopping. Well, but that's usually if there's stuff left over, though, where we don't need to get as much.
Okay, that could be. But usually we only buy what we need for the week. Like, I have many times waited until the fridge and the cabinets are completely empty, or like three things in each.
Pretty close to it.
Yeah. And then I go and I buy stuff because mm-hmm. I was raised, so I do have to say how I was raised, because I've learned from my upbringing. First off, growing up, we didn't really have a lot, and we used to have to go to like food pantries and stuff. But once my mom started working full time and such, she used to just buy everything to fill up her cabinets, and then she doesn't use all of it. It's very wasteful. I have cleaned out her fridge. She has two fridges.
Mm-hmm.
So for two people.
Yeah.
Growing up, we had one fridge for five people.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, for a while, they even had three fridges.
Well, they always had a freezer downstairs. Yeah, it was an icebox downstairs, but I hardly remember anything in those.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, but, like, we hardly used it, so it really didn't matter.
I only remember, really, like, when your parents got venison a couple times where they would store it down there.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It wasn't like somebody went down there normally to get stuff.
That's because they actually know someone. My mom's hairdresser's husband, he hunts, and he used to get venison, and he would give us some.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was the only time I remember them using that, was for the venison.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, our fridge, you know, she would just overstock, mm-hmm. and then things would get wasted, and she'd forget about it for years,
mm-hmm.
and it would be gross. And so that taught me, I don't want to be that way, I don't want to waste things, so I buy for what we need, because I don't like to have to throw anything away.
Mm-hmm.
So we tend to spend, I think on average we spend maybe 80 bucks
mm-hmm.
per Sounds week on right. food for the four of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am very particular about what we need.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the other thing too, though, is that we also eat relatively light. We don't have huge blowout meals every night.
You
know, we don't need
as
much.
We're vegetarian, so we can live off of tofu.
Pretty much.
But... And the boys, they're picky. They eat the same, like, five things. So I don't really have to worry about having much variety. Maybe if we did, we'd be spending 100 or more per week.
Yeah. But for the most part, the boys are just chicken nuggets and hot dogs. For the most part.
And, like, macaroni and cheese, yeah.
Yeah. So, as you said, they're easy. Most of the time when you make macaroni and cheese, we have it too.
Yep.
So you make, like, what, two boxes? And that
sometimes it's just one if I'm making them more things.
Like, yeah, there's stuff
like
on the
tonight
side.
I plan on making corn on the cob
mm-hmm.
and macaroni and cheese and tofu.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight I'll probably just make one box and we'll split it. But
yeah, because there's other stuff.
But
to
you know,
supplement.
That's another thing is a lot of people overeat,
mm-hmm.
so they will buy more and eat more. But I try not to do that. I don't want to go crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, because we just don't want to overstuff the boys or anything, you know, or ourselves.
Child obesity is really bad right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our kids are not obese at all.
No. And we definitely don't medicate them with food either.
And they're only allowed one snack per day, and usually it's like maybe four little sandwich
Like four
sandwich
Oreos,
cookies,
basically. Mm-hmm.
And maybe, I don't know, some ice cream, like... a scoop of ice cream. Like, I don't over sugar them. They don't like candy.
Yeah.
So that helps.
They don't like candy. They don't like soda.
No, we don't. Well, they have never had soda.
Lato's had, like, a taste of it once.
He didn't like it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we don't buy a lot of junk.
No. Nope.
We don't buy.
Nope. Yeah, like you said, like, as far as juice, sometimes will get, like, one package of, like, juice boxes.
No, my mom buys them juice boxes. Oh, that's right. Your mom does that. And I take them home.
Yeah.
Because she's like, oh, here are some juice boxes. So that actually helps for if I go to homeschooling. But she doesn't do that all the time.
Right.
And that's another thing is I have to tell her a lot of times, stop buying me this.
Yeah, because she'll buy much more than we need.
Yeah. Because she'll be like, oh, I thought maybe you needed this. Mm-hmm. But she does buy me milk.
Mm-hmm.
And she does buy them juice boxes. That is the only thing. I don't ask her to, but she does it. And we use it for their cereal.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Like you said, I don't...
And it's like a little carton.
I'm just trying to think what, like, we've disposed of, what we've discarded that didn't get used recently. There were some of the carrots, basically, like shredded carrots.
But I used that I had so much of them.
But yeah, we used more than half of the package, and it just started going bad because I've been eating it slower than I should have.
I choke on carrots. I like boiled carrots only.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I make you salads for lunch and stuff, but so. But we compost, so I put all of that in the compost that we didn't use.
Right, so it wasn't discarded in the normal sense.
Well, put it this way. Last week, we took out the trash one time.
Mm-hmm.
Our trash, compared to how we used to be,
mm-hmm.
we, since composting for the past 2.5 years, I just feel like we don't waste. We recycle a lot more now.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't need to. And our garbage wasn't smelly. Today it is. And I think that's because...
You said because there was chicken that was thrown out. There were some chicken nuggets or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
I found out the source.
Okay. But the point is, generally, usually, there's not very much garbage to put in. So it ends up not being too bad.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, that's another topic we could talk about some other time. Just about, you know, minimizing waste. Because there was even another video that I watched this week where people were talking about how they downsize to live in a tiny house.
Mm-hmm.
And that with that, they're much more conscious of what foods they buy when they grocery shop because of what garbage is left over when they're done with that food product. So you think about like how meat is packaged in that little foam tray with the shrink wrap on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they're done with the meat, that's garbage they have to worry about. So they try to find packaging that's more efficient, you know, with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
To minimize that
problem. You know what I wish they would do? They put everything in plastic now.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go food shopping, like our mayonnaise that I need,
mm-hmm.
It's in a glass jar.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. But you go to like, most people get like the Hellman's
and plastic.
It's plastic. Mm-hmm. And so that gets all wasted. And plastic takes a long time to break down. I wish that we put more things in paper and glass.
Mm-hmm.
Because we used to always do that. Yeah. Why, like, I don't understand why they have to be, like, everything's in plastic now.
Because plastic is easier and cheaper to produce.
Yeah.
But that's only the front-end benefit. It doesn't break down like glass does, or paper does, like you said.
Yeah.
But also, as far as I know, the process for recycling it can be pretty bad as far as pollutants, too, compared to recycling glass or paper. So, it's just one of those things, which is very interesting. It could get a little off topic, but there's even a whole thing going on in India right now where they're banning plastics.
Mm, wow.
So, there are actually a lot of people who work in the plastics industry that are upset because they lost their job now.
Oh.
So, you know, it's an interesting balance between, you know, environmental consciousness with not using plastic anymore versus what are they doing to supplement the people who now don't have a job.
And this is, their factories are in India, and there are already so many poor people in India as it is without jobs. That just, oh man.
So, but those are all other parts to the grocery shopping thing.
Yeah.
Is we do try to find ways that we can be more responsible with our waste as much as being careful with how much we have that we don't overstock our shelves at home and that, you know, we get things that we will eat and that we don't spend a bunch of money that we don't need to. You know, like, we'll avoid buying large brand name packages and go with, like, the off-brand, like, the store-brand ones for instance, the boys' cereals sometimes. We'll get, like, a store-brand version instead because it doesn't cost quite as much.
Yeah.
And there's really not much of a difference in the product. And sometimes the store brands are even better than the brand name ones are.
Sometimes they're the same.
Yeah, sometimes
they actually will do that where they'll like some big brand that they make store brand. It's so funny how they do stuff like that.
Well, it's the same thing with like car products. Yeah. There'll be, you know, a product that's made by the same company, but they'll stamp a different name on it based on who's paying what price for the certain amount of products.
Right. So, yeah, I think, like, my advice to our listeners, by the way, because, you know, some people might think, well, you know, I have more kids than you, which is, like, reasonable. Okay. Well, you got to learn how big of portions you're going to be needing. And then you got to think about how much of it do I need because of those portions and how much throughout the week am I making that. And I think as you make stuff, you start to realize how much you need. So, like, for us, I tend to buy, like, the two things of tofu. Granted, when we go to the Asian food store, I could get a much larger amount of tofu because it's cheaper.
Yeah, for a much cheaper amount.
And in a case like that, then I will actually make something special with that that's bigger.
Yeah. But that's because we spent a more, we spent either the same dollar amount or less to get more. Because that store especially, everything is priced much differently than if you go to like Food Town or ShopRite. So it's not a big deal. We're not wasting money by getting, or we're not wasting the food by getting the extra food. You'll just prepare something special that's bigger.
Yeah.
And we don't go crazy with, like, the coupons and stuff like that.
We don't use coupons. Like, You know what? Sometimes I do digital coupons.
Right.
So it's on my account already. But I forget most of the time. So this is the thing, is with, like, a membership card, I end up only saving about $10 every time that we go food shopping. While I know someone in particular, they have so many coupons that they'll end up spending only, like, $20 for something that would have been $100. But I'm not good at couponing, so if someone can tell me about how to do that better, I just don't like paper, like having so much.
Well, having to carry it around, yeah. And it is a little bit of an inconvenience, I think, that like when you get to the register, you have to hand them over and they got to do all of that.
If it saves me money, it should be something I do. And I did the Ayabata thing for a long time where I get, it's a lot of work, where you have to take pictures of all the bars on your food. And then it finds it for you, and then you get eventually $10 back. And I did that a few times, but I took off the
just
app.
The amount of time that you would have to spend taking the pictures and everything wasn't worth it.
Yeah, I mean, also when I did that, we were a lot poorer.
Yeah.
So, like, it we felt more needed. Yeah. But now, like, we could afford to food shop, but I still do the same that I've always done.
And I guess the one thing I was going to mention before about getting used to what you're making, the boys being picky and only eating like three or four things actually makes it a little easier on that front. That we always know you can buy this box or this bag of chicken nuggets and you know that that will last however many days.
Right, right. Well, I mean, like even tonight, I bought only 4 ears of corn, one for each of us, because I know they are going to have corn and macaroni and cheese. And they don't eat like I think maybe a lot of kids eat. They get stuffed quickly. They don't go like, can I have more usually?
They don't, yeah, go beyond the limit. Like they feel that they have a limit and they say,
so what I give them, they usually eat all of that and then they're done. So that's why with the thing with the cereal this week, Lato tried a new cereal.
Yeah.
And so I said, okay, try it. And I guess I gave him a little too much, not thinking about it. And so he got full fast. And so he just a little bit left that he just couldn't finish. He's like, I'm stuffed. And I said, all right. But we tend to try to eat. Like we clean our plates off every night.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think there's ever been, other than maybe like Micah every once in a while, will waste like one or two nuggets. But that's because he ate like a big snack.
Well, that's why because I tend he to grabs say extra snacks after eating dinner. Yeah. That's another thing.
But even so, though, it doesn't, it's not like it happens regularly.
But most of the time, I will save those.
And the other thing that's interesting, too, about this whole discussion about groceries is that we only eat out usually once a week at the most. It's not like,
sometimes twice, because I might take them out to lunch.
Yeah, but I mean, like, for dinners and stuff. Yeah. It's not, you know, I've heard of families where it's like they eat at home one night a week.
Oh.
Where, you know, they'll go out and they'll either bring home food or go out to dinner, you know, 5 to 6 times a week.
Yeah, that gets really expensive.
And, yeah, it gets expensive, and it's also just a different dynamic to taking care of yourself. You know, because there's a whole process when you make, you know, you pick out your food and you make it. There's a whole process to that that you don't have when you go to a restaurant. I'm going to order this.
Yeah. Well, I think also the fact that if we're spending $80 a week on groceries to last us for, I guess, 6 days in the week or whatever. Well, you think about how sometimes when we go out to eat, it costs us $60 for the 4 of us plus tip.
Yeah.
For some sort of meal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's almost as much as our whole week.
Yeah, the grocery shopping for a week.
So mm-hmm. to think that people do that every night.
Yeah.
For a family of 4, that's just intense.
Well, that's one of those things. Again, we're not going to get into this subject, but that's just a whole other thing when you think about finances in the modern American family.
Right.
But I'm not going to get into that, but that's just another sign of how doing grocery shopping is so much more effective. And again, we don't even go crazy with couponing. You know, imagine there are people that we've seen where they can coupon to the point where they only have to spend like $5 or even like a couple of cents.
Well, here's another thing about couponing. A lot of times people will buy what's on a coupon just to get a deal. If I don't need it, I'm not going to buy it.
That's...
So I feel like that's probably why I don't really use coupons, because most of the items I want aren't even on coupons.
Mm-hmm.
Because why are they going to have...
In which case, there's no point in using the coupon.
For instance, I bought an eggplant for one of our meals this week. Is there some sort of coupon for an eggplant?
I don't know.
I don't know. And, I wanted to bring up one other thing with, the whole portion control. So, for instance, if one of the things I want to make this week is zucchini casserole.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do that, that lasts us for sometimes 2 or 3 nights.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another case, is if you make something large, like a big dish, it could last you a while. Mm-hmm.
Well, we had even just this past week, you tried a recipe for the Cracker Barrel style home fried casserole.
Oh, yeah.
And that lasted us 2 days.
Yeah.
And then I think you even had some for lunch the one day.
No.
Oh, okay. But it was still, though, but that was like 50% of our dinner for 2 nights.
Yeah.
So, like you said, that probably was a total of, $5?
I already had the potatoes.
Yeah.
Because they last me for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I had those, and I had to buy a few ingredients, but for the most part, I had everything.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
but even all the ingredients, they all got used.
Yes.
Like, you know, we didn't buy stuff and then decide to make something later and then find out we had something that we never used.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But anyway, I did want to bring up one other thing.
Oh, see. Uh-huh.
You thought I was going to wrap it up, huh?
Well, you said I was going to bring up one thing, and then all of a sudden you have another thing here.
Yes, just things keep popping up in my brain. You know, long ago, when people used to go to the grocery store like every day for just the thing that they needed for that night?
Mm-hmm.
I like that idea.
I know. And I know you would do it if we lived somewhere that was within biking distance.
Yes. With my basket. I'll see what I can fit in my basket for tonight's meal. I would love to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know you would.
Yeah. I don't think I would do it for every night, but maybe for maybe I would do it once in a while for one night, but other times maybe for 2 or 3 nights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't like the idea.
Yeah, you would do it more often than you do going... You would do it more often than you do your grocery shopping now.
Yeah. But yeah, I think, it's funny, though, how many times people will go to the store and get, so many groceries, and then go back later in the week and get so many more groceries, and then you see their fridge open up, mm-hmm. and it's packed,
mm-hmm.
and you wonder, do you use all of this in a week? How long does it stay here? I'm just so, there have been times where I've seen people's refrigerators so overstuffed that I'm just wow, I wonder if that's if they know what they're going to make, or if they're just oh, this is a good idea, maybe I'll make this. You know what I mean?
I'm sure there's a lot of that.
Well, they probably look at my fridge and go are you guys okay?
Yeah, we have what we need.
Yep.
So if you have any other interesting tidbits about grocery shopping, or if you want to share what your typical spending for the size of your household is, you know, let us know.
Maybe you're a single person and you spend only like $30 a week on yourself, mm-hmm. and that's cool. I'd love to hear that. Maybe we'll share it on here. I miss sharing people's stories. Mm-hmm. It's been so long since we had any listeners email us or message us some sort of tidbit to share.
Yeah.
So tell us some grocery stories, even if it's just about your shopping experience. I will share it.
There you go. So again, that's simply-us.net, and you can comment there or find contact info to reach us somewhere else.
Yep. Thank you so much. Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.